We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Dana L. Perry. Dana, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am doing great myself. Over the years, I see that you have been a busy, busy, busy lady.
I have. I actually took a day of rest today, so this is the first thing I've done. This conversation with you, besides nothing.
Right? Well, I feel honored. Yeah. Listen, you say that Dana L. Perry, not just a ministry, but a passion. Tell us about it.
Well, my ministry is a passion. I mean, when God called me into ministry probably over 10, 15 years ago, you know, my response was typical of a lot of ministers' response that I know I ran in the opposite direction.
Hey.
And, you know, and I said to God, are you sure now? Are you sure you want me to do this? Because you know me better than anybody. But once I finally reconciled the fact that this was something that he wanted me to do, and what this is sharing the gospel and sharing his love and his amazing grace and his amazing kindness. And once I really accepted that and embraced it, it became a passion that literally keeps me up at night. I'm so excited about the thing that he called me to do that only I can do. And so, I do that through my writing and my books and my productions. And so it's just an honor to be someone that God chooses to do anything with and through.
You mentioned your writing. Let's talk about a few of your books. Let's first talk about Single and Saved in the City.
Single and Saved in the City is my most recent release, and it's a book that I wrote for the single women in the church. The single population is the largest population in the body of Christ, and yet it is one that I believe is underserved. And so just in talking with singles and specifically doing women's ministry, I felt that I wanted to pin something to them that really address the issues that single women face. It's not a dating guide or a dating handbook, but it's really more of a preparation manual. It's to challenge singles to live their very best lives as single, living life on purpose and with passion. And also for those that desire to be married, not everybody does, but for those who do, to use single as a time of preparation. And so that's what Single and Saved in the City is about.
What's with the 90-day rule?
Well, we know there's a very popular entertainer personality that wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
And in that book, he talked about having a 90-day rule, meaning that women should at least have a 90-day requirement before, you know, they become intimate with whomever they're dating. And, you know, that may be okay for the world to have that standard, but that's not God's standard. And so I opened up Single and Saved in the City with talking about, you know, we have to align ourselves with the Word of God and do what he says. And it may not be popular, and it may not even be something that's appreciated. But the rule is no sex before marriage. That's God's rule.
That is correct. That's the word.
That's his rule. That's his rule. And so, you know, I just wanted to address that because that's very popular. That's something, you know, women have adopted in the church and outside of the church. But we have to be mindful that we are to live our lives according to God's direction and not man's.
The other woman. Let's talk about that.
The other woman. The other woman actually is a memoir that I published probably about 6 years ago. And it chronicles my relationship that I had with a married man. We both were married, actually. And I talk about what I just said, how you can get off course, easily off course. And one compromise leads to another compromise and another compromise. And so, you know, you can be one place one day, but because of bad decisions or are just not being guarded and really following God and making sure that you are living a life that pleases Him, you can find yourself somewhere that you never thought you'd be. And so the other woman it started off as a journal, actually. It started off with me journaling because I could not believe that I was in that situation. Had someone told me that 10 years ago, my response would have been, the devil is a liar.
Hey.
There's no way, I could not even imagine, I wouldn't have been able to even conceive that I would have been in a situation that was so displeasing to the master, but I was. And so I had to take a really hard look at myself and who I was being and the decisions that I had made that had caused me to be where I was. It was a very painful assessment, but it was a necessary assessment. And I just wanted to share what I had learned about myself and what I had learned about others and what I had learned about God. But what I had learned most throughout that experience, and this usually surprises people when I say this, but what I learned most throughout that ordeal was just how loving and gracious and kind God is.
Wow.
And how forgiving He is.
You have, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you have to be very confident in the person that you are to share the way that you shared in the book and you're sharing now.
I'm confident in God, and I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ in my life. I'm not ashamed of the things that He's brought me through. I'm not ashamed of the deliverances. I'm not ashamed of my struggles, because it all points to Him. And so I can share very candidly because it gives Him glory. He just blows my mind when I think about all of the messes that I've been in and how He's pulled me out. And it's His love is so amazing. And that's what compels me to be so honest and so vulnerable and so transparent, because I want people to truly understand that how good He is and how much He loves us. And there's no pit that's so low or beneath the ground that we can get ourselves into that He will not come and get us out. He will not leave us or forsake us, never. And so that really resonates with people, because people are dealing with real stuff in their lives, real issues, real stuff. They're sitting on a pews with real crises, real issues, real strongholds, real battles that they deal with. And for the most part, we give them this cookie-cutter gospel. But no, they need to hear, first of all, that God is committed to them. He said, I'm committed to the backslider. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you, and there's no way, no place that you can go that you can escape my presence. So I don't care how bad it is. I don't care how deep the pit is. God has provided a way of escape, and He will come and get you out of it. And so that's what the other woman was about for me. And I just had to share it because, like I said, the most fascinating thing that I learned was just how much God loved me. And I couldn't send my way out of His love.
Wow. Wow. But you know what interests me is that, looking at the statistic, 80% of married people have had or are having affairs. 80%?
80%.
That is a very, very high number.
It is. And when I started to do that research, you know, I knew I was on the right track. And my spiritual mom wrote the foreword for the other woman. So I had to send her the manuscript. And so when she got the manuscript, she called me in her mother voice and said, daughter, daughter, I've read this manuscript, and I'm going to caution you with godly counsel not to publish this book. That's what she said to me.
Wow.
And I said, why? She says, because I'm concerned that you reveal so much and you're so transparent, people can use it to hurt you. Mm-hmm. And because I love you, I don't want to see that happen. But she also says, she says, now I'm not saying God told me to tell you this because he didn't. But I'm saying that from my perspective and giving you the counsel that I believe is best for you, I don't think you should publish it. And I said, I have to publish it because 8 out of 10 people are struggling with this issue. 80% of married people are stuck or dealing with this, and it's not something that is just affecting the world. It's affecting the church, too. I met with another pastor, and he had been in ministry like 30 years, and he told me, this is an unofficial statistic, but this was his remark, he said that 80% of the single women that he had counseled over the years was involved with somebody's husband.
Wow.
So his statistic lined up with the data that I was getting from the
it
world.
80%.
That's what he said. The 80% of the women that came in his office, that were single, were heartbroken and devastated because they were intertwined in a relationship with a man that they probably would never have.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And so I knew I had to say to them, those women in particularly, first of all, this is not a situation that God is pleased with, okay? Let's come out of the delusion. I know you love them, and you love them, and you love them. But we have to reconcile our emotions with the Word of God, period. So if you are in this situation, God is not pleased. So based on the fact that we as Christians are supposed to live our lives to please him and not ourselves, I need you to face the fact that your master is not pleased. And then once you accept that, now we need an exit strategy. Now you have to get yourself together, pick up the pieces, get your mind and your heart and your spirit all on one accord and develop your exit strategy. Because it's not pleasing to God. It's not something that he's ever going to bless. And it's a very destructive pattern that just tears up our communities. So that is specifically what I wanted to say to women that were dealing with that and that currently are dealing with it. Stop it. And get out.
Wow. What a prophetic word. Wow.